Okay, good. Okay. So this evening, we're going to follow our long-standing tradition on the Thursday night before Parshas Emor to discuss the subject relating to Sirus HaOmer. As you know, the mitzvah of Sirus HaOmer appears in Parshas Emor, and Parshas Emor always falls out during the weeks of Sirus HaOmer between Pesach and Shavuos, so it's both Benyan of the Sidra and Benyan of the Omer. So we'll begin, of course, with the opening psukim. Verse number one, Vayikra Perek Chof Gimel Psukim Tes Vav and Tes Zayin, a famous Psukim. Usartam Achan Vochas Hashabbos Me'el Amichemes Omar Sifo Sheva Shabbos Tzimut Tiena. The last two words are important for tonight's conversation. You have to begin counting the day after Shabbos Rashi in the second source. Perek Chof Gimel Psukim Tes Vav, Me'ochas Hashabbos means in this case the Me'ochas Yomtiv, means not the day after Shabbos, the day after Yomtiv, Yomtiv being the first day of Pesach in that context. And it says Sheva Shabbos was Tamimos Tiyana, and then Pesach Tzayin. Abimocher so Shabbos Hashvi is Tishbu Chamishim Yom. You count 50 days, and then you have to bring a special korban. You craft a Mincha Chadosh Shal Hashem. The Rashi comments on that phrase Tamimos Tiyana in the second source, Pesach Tzayin. What does it mean Tamimos Tiyana? Complete weeks. Rashi says, or complete counting. Melamed Shemaskil Umona Mibo Erev. That's why you have to count Sirus HaOmer in the evening. The halachic days, we know, begin in the evening, right? By Erev Boker, so Shabbos starts Friday night, Shabbos starts at night, etc., etc., as we all know. So the beginning of each day is the evening. So says Rashi, that's why we count in the evening. Shem lo kein enon tlimos. Because then it's not going to be a complete day. You're going to count at 3:30 in the afternoon on the, on the 33rd day, whatever day, the 42nd day, whatever day, you're going to count in the middle of the afternoon. That means the whole day wasn't counted or wasn't identified. Have to count at nightfall, as close to nightfall as you can in the evening. That's what Rashi says, is meant by the word Tmimos. Then the next Rashi in the next Pasuk Tezayim just explains when it says Tisbu Chamishim Yom, it doesn't mean 50 days, it doesn't mean Ad Mimav, Ad Velo Ad Mechal, up until, not including, up until the 50th day, not including.
Okay. So, yes. You shouldn't do it too early, but you shouldn't do it too late.
Ideal time really is at nightfall. There's a further question, which is not our topic tonight. It's the halachic zman of evening. Not a long evening, is at nighttime. The first unit of the day.
Too early, but it sounds like
too early before nightfall. Too late, yeah, but it's sure.
It's better to do it.
Well, that's
at 9 to 10.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have more days.
Right. Now, so let's see, we're going to talk about it. The question of it early is if it's before nightfall. That's a different question. What if it's after Shkia, before nightfall? What if it's after Plag? But that's not for tonight. But the point is you do it in the first halachic time slot of that day, which is nighttime. Okay, that's how Rashi defines Tmimos. The major sugya of Sirus HaOmer is in Maseches Menachos. And it says there at the end of the sugya in Source 3, Menachos Tav Samavav Menal, Gufa Omer Abai, a famous statement, Mitzvah in the Yom, Mitzvah in the Shrui. Right, you're supposed to count all the days and the weeks. So one of the Berashi, one of the Yom, one of the Shrui. Rabban and the Yeshiva of Rashi counted both days and weeks. Ameimar money yom of the loan money shu. Ameimar only mentioned the number of days, not the weeks, because he says Amar Zechel Mikdash shu. The whole mitzvah today is only Zechel Mikdash. That's the further machlokas is the rise of the Rabban today. Okay, not a topic for tonight. On that, Rashi comments Amar Haim Nino the Hashol of Chovu. It's not really a full fledged obligation nowadays on the rise a little because it's only a Zechel HaMikdash, whatever that means. We mentioned both the days and the weeks as we know. So commenting on that, Gemara, the fifth source, Tosa says, in Menachos Tam of Lov Med Aleph, Zechel HaMikdash Hu, Tosa writes, Pasuk Bahag, the Baal Halachos Gedolos. There's a paper called the Sefer Halachos Gedolos, which is in the very early Sefer, in the early third of Rishonah, maybe even from the Gaon probably. Somewhat questionable who exactly wrote the Sefer Halachos Gedolos. So the author is usually referred to as the Bahag, the Baal Halachos Gedolos, the book of great halachos, great book of halachos. So Tosis quotes him not infrequently. Pasuk Bahag, Shesofer Bayom. The Bahag says you can count during the daytime as well. Not the way we just saw Rashi that said you're supposed to count in the evening. The Bahag can count during the day. The Chaylai never talks down last season. So quick and time, it's also, I don't know, it's the way on kosher. Refers to a Mishnah talking about the mitzvah of Sirus HaOmer. You know, we call it Sirus HaOmer. What is the Omer? Counting the Omer. What's the Omer? The Omer is a nickname of a carbon. There's a carbon called the carbon Omer that's born on the second day of Pesach. An Omer is a measurement. It's an amount, like a pound, whatever. It's an amount. So this particular carbon brought on the second day of Pesach contained an Omer's worth of barley. It was a wheat, a grain offering. Usually grain offerings and mincha offerings are usually wheat. But the second day of Pesach, he brought a meal offering, a grain offering from barley, and it was an omer's worth of barley. So it's linked to that carbon. The mitzvah is called Sirus HaOmer, is linked to that carbon. So the Mishnah in Menachos says that you're supposed to cut the grain for the Omer at night, but if you cut it during the day, it's okay. So the Baha'i says the same thing. You count the night, you count the day, either way, it's okay. Aval, however, continues posting the source of Nirla Ben Atam, Iker either of Stamad Mastif in the direction of Megillah. He says there's a different Mishnah, which is a Maseches Megillah, which is also quoted in Menachos, not a Mishnah, it's the Gemara. Kol Laila Kosher Ketzirat Omer. The Mishnah Megillah says Ketzirat Omer is at night, doesn't mention during the day. Those are a couple of Mishnahs in Megillah, which list off these and these mitzvahs are done by day, these and these mitzvahs are done by night. And usually the understanding of Mishnah is whatever mentioned in the daytime Mishnah, Mishnah by day, let's say, how other things that are mentioned by day, so you can't do it by night. But the other Mishnah says the things that are done by night can't be done by day. So since Ketzirat almost counts with was mentioned among the nighttime mitzvahs, so therefore the assumption made by Rabbi Tam is that the mitzvah Sirus Omer, which is modeled in the Sirus Omer, also has to be done by night, not by day. So Machlokas Rabbi Tam and the Bahag, that's Machlokas number one. Namely, can you count during the day or not? Rabbi Tam, like Rashi in our Sedra here in Amor, says you have to count at night, and the Bahag says it's also okay to count during the day. He's making on this regard. Continues Tosis, he skips a little bit, and the Tosis, the last line of five, Old Pasuk Balachas Gedolos, another Pasuk. Shim Hifsik Yom Echad Velo Sofar. If you miss an entire day, it didn't count, the whole 24-hour unit, Shuv Eino Sofar. You can't count anymore. You're out. You're done with the mitzvah for that year. Mishum Debayat Tmimos. Because you need Tmimos. Notice that he learns Tmimos differently than Rashi. Rashi says Tmimos goes on the day. Each day of the Seer has to be a day that is counted fully, which means it's to count at the beginning of the day, nightfall, night, evening. So that's what Tmimus means. The Bahag learns the word Tmimus differently. The Bahag learns the word Tmimus goes on the whole unit of the 7 weeks of the 49 days. It has to be a complete unit. Therefore, if I miss day 35, that's it. I will not have counted 49 days. The mitzvah is to count 49 days. I try my best. I get messed up in the middle. So the Bahag says, you're out. Because now you're not going to have Tmimus anymore. You're finished. No, that's a big question. Does that mean all the other brachas are brachas? I thought, not. You're trying your best. But that's the sheet of the Bahag. Concludes Tosus. A few words. The Tema Gedola Hubalo Yitachet. That's an astonishing ruling, and it cannot be. That's what Toto doesn't say. Why? This says disagrees. So we have a double machlokas. Number one, can you count during the day? Says Tosis, no. You're in a time like Rashi and Arafat should know. You only count at night, not during the day. Machlokas number two, what if you miss the whole 24-hour unit? Says the Bahag, you're out. You can't count anymore that year. Not anymore. You're done. And then the Tosis, impossible. It's not true.
It sounds like Rashi, though. If you miss one, you can say the next one with the breath.
Yeah. Correct. That's the
Bahag says.
The Bahag says once you're out, you're out. And Tosis says, look at those. The Tosis says, it's an astonishing fact. Okay, an astonishing ruling. The law you're talking about cannot be correct. Doesn't say why, but that's what he says. There's a similar Tosis on that Sugi Megillah of Chafim Beis. So this is the background material which we've discussed in previous years. These are the famous serious Sugis. You know, but this is background material. The Gemara Megillah says Chochma Beis, and it says Kol Alah Kosher Ketzirat Omer. So here with Omer Ben Tam, he says Shem Shachach Levorach B'Laila. If you didn't count tonight, Lo Yevorach B'Yom. You cannot count during the day. It's a nighttime mitzvah, like this Mishnah Megillah seems to indicate. Okay, and it's a Stam Mishnah. Means no one argues. He thinks it's correct. Okay, and then further he says, and even if you hold. Why can't you argue, says Tom, saying outside the same few minutes, but Tosa says maybe Sirius Omer is not modeled exactly after cutting the Omer. Maybe, I mean, okay, it's connected, but it's not the same din. So just because Sirius Omer, cutting the Omer, had to be done at night, does that mean Sirius Omer has to be done at night? But Tosa says, even if you want to reject that connection, still, that's what the word famous means. Like Rashi said, man, here Tosa, Menachos didn't spell it out, but in Megillah, Tosa, Chofman Beis, Megillah, Tosa spells it out. Okay, Kol Alah Kosher Ketzirat Omer. Kosher Ben Tam is saying, even if you don't want to say that it's paralleled after, it's modeled after Ketzirat Omer, it still permits, you still have to count at night because you need the need Tzmina. But he does acknowledge, Ubahag Kosher, 3 lines on the bottom there, 6, Ubahag Kosher, Tehecha, the Insul of Orch Balayla, Yim Nevelach Lamachar. Ubahag says, you didn't count at night, you can count the next day. Now here it says below Bracha, that doesn't appear in the Bible, that's what he said. The Chain Allah, we'll get to that. Aval, now he adds, Aval im shachach laila v'yo, okay, if you missed the night and the day, lo yimna ode brocha debina tunus aleka, that's the psak of the Bahag, you cannot continue, you're done. Then he adds something else, not for us today. I printed in 7 and 8, the two places, and we have the same halacha, without a brocha you can't. Dr. Shud, we'll get to that later. But just, where the bracha you can't. In terms of the full mitzvah, you're done. I printed in 7-8 the two plays. We have the Sefer Halachos Gedolos, the bill. So in the Sefer Halachos Gedolos, in two plays, the Siman Yud Beis, Hilchos Atzeres, number 8, Hilchos Menachos, Siman Ayin Aleph. Those are the two places where the Baha'i talks about this. He says, indeed, in 7, a Mechayev Inish, from the Yeshiva Shavuos, that counts 7 weeks, etc., etc. And at the very end, the last line of 7, the Heichad the Insi, something came up, like onus, you know. A little differently, the same idea. Something came up, a little bracha. So it's only orta. So the baruch lemachar. You can say the next day, with the bracha. With the bracha. The Bahag says, any, basically, the Bahag, this is the Bahag. The Bahag says, he agrees you should count at night. You know why? The mitzvah is always good to do a mitzvah at the earliest available opportunity. But if something came up and you couldn't count at night, and you weren't able to do it till 4, you forgot, suddenly 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you remembered you didn't count last night. So count right now with a prophet. So says the Bahá'í. That's the Bahá'í.
Not like that.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
But if you missed it, you could still say the next day with the prophet. Rock is more machmir
right.
In the day.
You're a machmir and makel. Yeah. That's right. What's interesting, but what it revolves around is how we understand the word tzimus. The crux of machlokas, the tzimus go on the whole unit. But
okay.
So that's the Bahá'í there in Hilchos Atzeres. Hilchos Menachos mentions also, here he mentions that he quotes Mar Rav Yehuda Yigon, one of the Gaonim, who says that if you didn't count the first night, then you can't count the rest of the night. You missed the first, and you got to start off right. Okay, there's another sheet that which we probably thought of time, I think maybe once did. But Yudah Gaon is an interesting sheet. He says, at least the first night you have to start and get it right in the evening. Mm-hmm. Huh? The Rav is always right. So Shef the Prince and Nefesh HaRav is in the second, I think. There's all Kunz of the Rav, there's a whole Mahalach, and that sheet, and I'm sorry, you're going, not for tonight. But anyway, that's the Bahad. The Rosh Im Sachem, Perak Yud Siman Mem Aleph, the end of Maseches Tochim, Perak Arvim Tochim, there's no rush on Menachas. So that's where Sri Zomasugi is, because in Kachim, so he talks in the end of Hilchus Tzoch, Hilchus Pesach, you know, in Arvim Tochim. So the rush is Perak Yud Siman Mem Aleph in Arvim Tochim. He says, Vehecha the Shochel Ho Sofer Belaila, if you forgot, you didn't count at night. Kosa Malacha Tolos, just Sofer Mayom, you can count during the day. And he quotes the reason it's done, and he quotes others disagree. Okay, and he says, Bahag seems to say with a bro. Bahag says with a bro. He says, third line from the, he says the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh holds like Tosis. Hilchachim shachav alo sovalal yisbarim below bracha. He says, no, count during the day without a bracha. The old kasa Bahag shim hipsik yom echad velo sifah shuv eno sofer to be in a tzmimos. Again, like this off. You miss one day, you're out because you have to have tzmimos. And again, the ein nira l'ri. Why not? Why do all these valetosas disagree? So here the Rosh is the first one that says why. I'll tell you why. D'chol laila v'laila mitzvah b'chnei atzmahi. Each night is its own independent mitzvah. What's what I forgot last night? Okay, what's it got to do? Okay, each night its own mitzvah. We don't say the guy forgot to put on tzon today. He can't put on tzon tomorrow. One thing has nothing to do with the other. Each night is its own mitzvah. Bahag apparently holds that it's one gigantic mitzvah. So if you miss, you're out. Okay, miss a full day, you're out because you won't have to miss. The Balaiatosis, the Rosh, should disagree and say no. Tol Laila Laila Mitzvah Ta'atli, so say the Rosh. The Rabbi Nishai, the Trani, the Sefer Machriyas, and the Chof Test, verse number 10, also quotes the Bahag. He quotes from the two places. So he also says, he says, in the third line, Umishmasha Kosin, the Oman Belaila Kama, the Oman Beshalova, so the Bin Tunis, the Lech, and Amirali. I don't understand, first of all, that sheet that he quoted, if you miss the first night, now you can't count the rest of the days. He said, if that's true, it should be true all the time. And it's not. Okay, that's how Tzmina. Elavadai, he says in the fourth line, like Tosas. Elavadai lo omar achmona Tzminos, elashayaschu minyonami ba'eret. Okay? But the Losi Akvu says, they say the same thing like the Rosh says. Shekol yom vayom hu mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Vim chiser echad mehem v'lo mona chiser mitzvahs osa hayom. If you miss a day, so you missed that particular day, okay, so you didn't count day 40, okay? But for low hips and shy on the top, we don't lose the rest of the days because of that. And he brings a riot. Hey, the beautiful riot. Shai b'chol yom v'yom, onam v'varchim, asiris ha'omer. We make a new brach every night. Sounds like it's a brand new mitzvah. Each time we make a brach every night, according to the Bahag, okay? In Yisra she'en ha'la mitzvah achas, lachin, there's a kevin sheberch v'alav yishom, I tarach v'varchim, I am one of the low brach. You make one brach the first night. And that's it, right? It's one mitzvah. So you make the bracha at the beginning of the performance of the mitzvah. This mitzvah happens to extend for 49 days. But should be one bracha. It says the machri, sefer machri, the b'shai b'shai, that if you the fact that we count with a bracha every night would seem to indicate, why the Rosh, like he's saying, that each night's its own mitzvah. That's what he says. That's a different discussion. A different discussion. So,
I'm trying to. Are there examples in the Torah where it's one mitzvah with multiple?
Oh, so that's what these. He doesn't consider that. Okay. He just said in the last line of 10 of Mashkanovach Mecholayla Shmami Nasha Kol Yovah Mitzvah the Atmo they Makvin says that one has not to do with the other. The Velvel of Salavetchik and the Chedusha agrees. The Mitzvah of Salavetchik, Rav Dunkel. In his commentary, Menachos, Talmud Vav Mem Aleph quotes the Bahag. He quotes the Tosfos Tema Gedola and so on. And he says, the Nira B'chavonas HaBahag, the Sphirilei, the Mitzvah, Sphirah, Kol Mitzvah Achasi. He holds, the Bahag apparently holds this one big Mitzvah, namely to count 50 days, or up to the 50th day, 7 weeks. The Zer, the Afil Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Achas. And he is bought it, the Had, the Mevarach, and the Chol Yom. Mishun the Kain hat the end of Chol HaMitzvah, Kol Zman, Shalokim and Skula. He says, unfortunately, he doesn't provide examples. But he says, well, you're saying, no, there are other cases where you make a bracha of different performances of mitzvah. So one of the places where we see that, I didn't quote the right source in 12 or 13, it's sukkah, it's right off. It's sukkah, mem, hayam, and day. So I'll say it outside. You look at the Rashi, he's right. You know, sukkah, there's only one mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. By sukkah's teshu, shivas yom. I sit in the sukkah for 7 days. But every day we come back into the sukkah, make a new bracha. Not a new mitzvah. Not a mitzvah of, say, one to sit in a sukkah, another mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah in a certain sense. But, Right. So let's say, right, it's even every time you go out, because you had a hefnech hadash. But let's say they're home, that's not for now. But let's say a person never left the sukkah. Then he holds that, nevertheless, a new day needs a new bracha. It's like a new mitzvah. So it's not a brand new mitzvah. So the parallel would be that sukkah also, that's like, perhaps what the Bava Salvation is driving at, the parallel of the sukkah would be, just like by sukkah, every day is a new mitzvah, past year every meal is a new, even though it's one mitzvah to sit in the sukkah for 7 days, right? But each day it gets its own bracha. Perhaps each time you walk into the sukkah after that, it gets its own bracha. It's so too serious all this. So that's how he dispenses with that riot, not necessarily a riot. Okay. The Rambam doesn't give us too much information in terms of our question. The Rambam has the laws of Sfiras Omer in Hilchos Tzmidin Musaf in Parag Zayin Alecha Chof Beis, where he writes, Mitzvah Saseh Lispor Sheva Shabbos Tzmimos, this is Tzmimos, but it doesn't explain exactly what it means. Well, but he does say, at the end of Alecha Chof Beis, U'mitchilas Hayom Mone. He does say you have to count to the beginning of the day. Does that mean he agrees, like Rashi tells us we've shown him? I don't know. Maybe he's saying, maybe because the Bahag also didn't disagree in principle he should count to the beginning of the day, so we don't know. And Alecha Chof Gimel there, the Rambam writes, Shachav Mona Belayla Mona Bayom. Again, it doesn't say with a bracha not. I don't know. Okay, is he saying? So the Rambam is not necessarily as clear, although it could be saying mona b'yom like the Bahag even with a bracha, because it doesn't say not. In other words, the Rambam is usually precise. So it could be, you could be medayik from the Rambam, that maybe he learns like the Bahag, that if he didn't count tonight, he didn't count today, still with a bracha. But it doesn't tell you what to do if you skipped a night, you missed a whole night. Now, from the fact he doesn't say it, maybe he holds pashas every night. It's his own mitzvah. So we don't know exactly what the Rambam holds. The Sefer HaChinuch, in the Aaron Asad and Parshas Nevor, Mitzvah Shinvav, the Mitzvah Sirius Omer, writes what the Mitzvah is, and so on, Tzimos, and he says, second line of the 15, the Kol Mokom, Pirshu HaMepharshim, Shim Shochach, Ulamon HaBe'erev, Mon HaLamocha Kol HaYom. Okay, that's like the some HaFarshim say, even with the Baruch HaPram, that's the Baha'i, the Yesh HaOmer, Shim Shochach, Ulamon HaYomecha, you missed one 24-hour unit, you can't count anymore. That's the Bahag. It's one big mitzvah. He's out. But if the Lohoi the Mitzvah Shachar when Yom Echad are Kol HaCheshbon Batal Mena, he's out. But the Lohodu Moreno Shvidoreno Svarazu. But the majority of the poskim nowadays, we don't know exactly who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch either. However, wrote it, he says Moreno Shvidoreno. I don't know exactly when it was, but all kinds of theories who wrote them. They were all probably not the all. Anyway, but whoever it was, don't accept that. Ela Misha Shachar Yom Echad. Yomer, maybe the next day, say, Emesh HaKat below bracha, say what last night was without a bracha. Let's count to him there without a bracha. Umon HaChem Khoisel, then he can continue. That's what he says. That's what he says. Done for that year. You should count with a bracha. Well, that, right. That's what it looks like. According to Bahag, yes.
So is that also a point with, so is somebody...
This one, no.
If somebody doesn't sit in the sofa, they only sit in the sofa once, but just two people. One sits in the sofa
right,
one sofa
could be
one
different.
One sits in 7 nights. They both are Mekai and want the same mitzvah.
No, probably not. Probably the guy who sits in the sukkah 7 days, probably Mekai more, at least the Kiyam. Well, the question is, did he spread? Because there's other factors. Yeah. Okay, no. There's other factors, but he has it more of a Kiyam. It may not be more of a Kiyam, but it's more of a Kiyam. The Shulchan Aruch Hadeshim tells what our practice is in Siman Lamed Zayin 16. Hachi Nagim Hafilu Bevadai Shachar B'Lai Lispor. If you definitely forgot to count at night, Sofer B'Yom Below Bracha, you should make it up the next day without a bracha. That's what we do. And Sofer Shuv B'Bracha. Next night you can continue with the bracha. The Mikri Shapir Tzimim is still Tzimim is Hola B'Lo Dilei Yom Echa B'Kamri. You didn't miss the entire 24-hour unit. That's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. Sin Tov Kei Tes of Orachaim Siv Zayin. Shachar V'Lo Berach Halala Yispor B'Yom Below Bracha. If you forgot to count the night, you count the day without a bracha. Have Tziv Ches. In Shachar L'Varach V'Echa Na'yomim, if you forgot an entire day, Be'in Yom Mishom, Be'in Shar Yom, if you forgot, Sofer B'Shar Yom Below Bracha, then you can only count without a bracha, because we're Choshesh of the Bahag. Let me talk about the Super Gemara issue now. The Mishabur explains why you count without a bracha during the day if you forgot at night, since you caught Lamed Gimel 18. The Mishabur explains, because Kedaz Harvei Poskim, to be the end of it, Sirius Yom, all the Sir, because many Rishonim hold you can count during the day anyway. Okay, not many, some, the Mahag and others. So therefore, at least do it without a bracha. Right? Well, because since there's so many others, right, that's the Mahag. Well, others, but we'll see, that's the next Mishabur, Lana Dalit. He says, low bracha, why without a bracha? He says, the Yesh Locho Shadah Saposkim, the Ains Lan Spir El Belaila. Because we show deference to those Poskim who hold that it's only a nighttime. So it's a compromise position. You can count, just don't say a bracha, just in case they're right. Okay? And they would hold, see, they hold, if you hold, you only count at night, then counting the day is a bracha vatala. If I put tefillin, the only way during the day, if I put on tefillin now at night, you know, 10:30 at night, make a bracha, it's a bracha vatala. So that's what they would hold, you know, about two during the day. So therefore, we don't make the bracha. Then, but if you forget, then the next, this Kotlamadei, Shachach Levarach, Vatolom, Shol, Sefer, Velo, Nizgar, Atzir, Shachar. You didn't remember till the next night. You know, you missed the whole 24-hour unit. Then you can, then you're out, and so for Bashar, you should still count, because let's remember, Tosa, many Rishonim say, even if you miss a 24-hour unit, now it's the flip side. Now we're kosher, you know, it's the flip side. You should continue counting each night, even if you miss a 24-hour unit, because many Rishonim hold, we saw Rashi and Tosa hold that if you miss one day, that doesn't impact any other day. That's what the Rosh said. And the Machriya, the Rishad Chani all said, what does one day have to do with the other? They're independent, like Tosa, each day, they're a brand new mitzvah. So you can continue to count, but below bracha. Because maybe Kabbalah is right, you know, that you can't count anymore. So again, you do it with the bracha. So each way, we're closer to the Baha'i. All of that is background information. Now we come here.
And it's
sort of, that's what it looks like. But that's how the Mechaber is Machriya. So that's what we do. And now we come to an interesting question, which I really want to focus on tonight. I entitled the Shir, count the Shir with the bracha even after missing a day. But he missed the whole 24 hours. So there's a tshuva from a Tzvi Pesach Frank. This is, in the first of all, it appears in the Tzvi Pesach Frank Sefer on the Yom Tov, Mikroi Kodesh, it's called. Mikroi Kodesh in Pesach Volume 2, Siman Samach Vav. Volume Beis of Pesach Siman Samach Vav. But that's not in the computer, so it's in the Tshuva's Har Tzvi, which is the Shal Tshuva. Okay? Shal Har Tzvi, Orachayim Chelim Beis Siman Ayin Hei. So he asked the following, being in Birchas Tzvi, Omer Lahotzi Lachem. Listen to this question. Mi Yishen Yochel of Orachal Tzvi, Omer Pesachisei Yom Echad. Somebody missed the full day. Well, that happens, right? Now, can he say the bracha to somebody else who's still in? I'm out. I missed a 24-hour thing. Can I now, you're still in, can I say the bracha on your behalf? That's a patent. I'll say the bracha. You won't say the bracha. You'll listen to me. You'll be yosef through me. And I'll say the bracha. I'll still get to say the bracha. You're asking me. And I still get to say the bracha. That's the question. So says the Tzvi Pesach Frank, l'chor adam ha'poshim. Exactly what you said. The Loma Yigarama, the Kana Machala Mitzvah, the Gam Mishifayot. You have a general rule. Let's say I made Kiddush already. I can say Kiddush to somebody else who didn't make Kiddush, even though I'm not obligated right now. Afu Pishiyot Samotzi. The Gam Mishifayot Samotzi. The Afu Husum Enu Machuyiv. Even though I'm not Machuyiv anymore, I made Kiddush already. I heard Shofar already. A lot of times on Rosh Hashanah, they send the rabbi or the gavai, somebody about the care goes to blow something stuck in the house. They have a hospital or something, an old age home, so they send people. But I was yotze already. The answer is you can still say the bracha for somebody else. Mikol makom, but actually he said, Mikam to call Yisrael, our Raven Zelazeth. This is Arvus. My cousin is Zelazeth. So therefore, Choshu v'achiyuv, v'achiyuv ha'arvus shalom. I don't have an obligation to mitzvah. I have a chiyuv to papay other Jews, the mitzvah Arvus. So that's what he says. And now listen to this. The chayin shamati v'shem ha'gon, ha'gav Yosef dov mitrith. That's the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi of Brith, that's the great-grandfather of the Rav. The Rav's great-grandfather was called Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. That's what he was named for. you know, from his great grandfather. So they heard a story, says Rav Pesach Rain. Sha'asa came, the Yosem is followed the Torshef, he was a chazan. And I guess it's a little embarrassing, you know, he's a rabbi, usually he's in shul, the rabbi says to him, you know, a little embarrassing, the husband's going to know. So during the shul, he missed the night. Happens to everybody, right? Happens to the best of us, right? He missed the whole 24-hour unit. Bikesh me echaram ispalim imo, say, if one of the people in the shul, shalom yivarach la'atzmo, you don't say a bracha, right? Do me a favor, you know, because I'm up in front of the whole shul. So ela shehu yivarach kishat, yotzim v'mechoso. So that's the Tzitz Pesach of Frank. It's quoted in the Beis Halevi. He did this. Halacha l'maaseh, yeah.
That a Kohen says a bracha.
That's a very good question. I didn't think of comparing to the Kohen. Still, right? Okay, so let's see. Let's analyze it. So this is, I said many times in the past, Pirsa Omer is a very rich area of halacha because it touches on many, many different shas type sugyas. You know, it's one, so that's right. So this guy's not in fear. Let's see. I didn't say we'll bring up the Kohen example. It's a good test case. It'll be good. Let's see what people say. I just want to point, Pirsa Omer touched on so many things, so we're going to talk about other areas of halacha to apply it here. So first of all, what's he talking about altogether? So in source 20 is a mission Rosh Hashanah Chaf Testament Aleph. I'm sorry, come on, Rosh Hashanah, Chaf Testament Aleph. Tani Abba Beretim Zerif, Kala Brachas Kulan Afa Pisha Yotza Moti. General rule, by Brachas, even if you're Yotze ready, you can be Moti somebody else. Classic example, Kiddush or whatever else. Okay? Food, again, the war goes on. I left that up, but food is you have to be eating. Correct? Not for, but Bich Lemitza. Says Rashi, why? Rashi Rosh Hashanah Chaf Testament Aleph. Why Afa Pisha Yotza Moti? Why? Sorry, call you sorry. It was Yelazda. That's what it means. We usually think Tari Sarim is a nice poster to hang up the halls of the school, but it has halacha l'maaseh. Because every Jew is responsible in one way for every other Jew. So, therefore, even though I may personally have discharged my obligation of whatever the mitzvah is, but you have it and I can help you. So, I'm also chayav in a certain way. So, that's why, and the Chiddush HaRitva there in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Testament Aleph explains, 22, the Ritva says, Pirish, kol birchas hamitzvah, not food, kol birchas hamitzvah, afal v'shirat samotzi, why? Sha'afal pishah mitzvah tolos al kol echad, every the whole Jewish people like one body. Like an arev. What's an arev? Arev is a guarantor, a business law, right? If I go to the bank, I want to borrow $1 million. So the bank's gonna look at my check, and they never lend me $1 million because they're not confident I'm gonna be able to pay it back. But if I come with somebody who's known as a multi-billionaire, then they figure, okay, well, if Talbot defaults on the loan, we'll be able to collect from him. He agrees, he's my friend. He's co-signed in the loan, whatever, that's called an order, a guarantor. So if I talk a default on the loan, he pays. So that's what it means. This guy has an obligation of this, so I can help him discharge the mitzvah, even though I personally already did the mitzvah, but I'm doing it for him. Ubichal, then he has other brach as well. That's what the Ritva says. And there's another collection of psukim from the Ritva called Hilchas Brachas, so it's printed in a separate paper. In the newer editions, those most of them have cooked a cam cover. Ritva, they print in the back of the Masechet Brachas. The Hilchos Brachas was born Parakei. Os Aleph, Kol HaBrachas Shem Chova Al HaAdam, Chaveru Shugaros, Noisizot Chayavos HaBrachas Gamol, Motzio Yedei Chavot, So Afo Pishach Bar Hotzi Asmo, Batam Lepishach Kol Yisrael Eim Zelazeh, Ukshaveru Chayav, Harei Kiulu Atzmo Chayav. My friend's Chayav, and it's like I'm Chayav too. Ulefichach Yachem Motzio Chaveru. So that's the same, and that's the same, Kepaskim HaLokha, the Rambam says in Hilchos Brachas, Parak Aleph HaLokha Yod, Kol HaBrachas Kulan Afu Shabir, Kul Yotzei Chavosam, Mutol Brach Lacheret, Shalo Yotzei Chavosam, Kedei Lo Tzien. In the Shulchan Aruch, it happens in Hilchos the Megillah. The Aruch Chaim is in a tough race, Sadi Bey, Siv Gimel, Afu Pish Yotzei Kvar, Vivarach Lo Tzien Sacher. That's just a time on it, the regular thing. However, and that's what the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank thinks is probably the story of the Beis Halevi. It's like any other thing. I can't say the Brach myself, but you're a Jew. I'm helping you be Yotzei, so to speak, so I can say the Brach. However, Almid Legdeno that stands against us, and it's what some of you were thinking about, is a Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Chop Testament Aleph, and the same Sunni Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah 26. Cherish, Hotel of Cotton, somebody's not obligated to miss a minor, maybe there's a thing of that, right? But somebody's not, right? Ain Motzi Neser Abedei Chavasan, can't be Motzi others. Why is that? Well, here's the rule. Kol She'ena Mechuyev Bedavar, Ena Motzi Neser Abedei Chavasan. Somebody who's not obligated in something cannot do the mitzvah on behalf of somebody else, and that's also halacha. The Rambam Paz is a shofar. Parak Beis halacha Beis. Kol mi she'ena chayev b'davar eino motzi es chayev yedei chavoso. If you're not chayev in the mitzvah, you can't be motzi somebody else who is chayev. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Pei Tes Sif Aleph. Same day 28. So now we have to reconcile. 1 second. So which is it? We got a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah explained, and they've cut an aleph of there into the tough kuf peitas. Now he throws in an important word. We have a problem here. Because on the one hand, we say, on the other hand, we have Apol Pishiyotamot. So how are we working this out here? So the Mishnah Berurah has one word he adds into this mix. It's in the top group, pay test, the cotton olive. He's not in principle obligated in this mitzvah. One can make a very simple distinction between the cheir shot of a cotton, like I was talking about a cotton before bar mitzvah, and somebody already did the mitzvah. I am fundamentally obligated in Kiddush. It happens to be I said Kiddush already, but I'm still obligated to Kiddush. Tonight I already said Kiddush, but in principle I'm obligated to Kiddush. Hashem, okay, and a minor, he's not obligated at all. So you can make that distinction. So let's see how to paint the series. So the pre-chadash, the back of the Shulchan Aruch, Archaim Sim Tov Peites, that's the similar series, Omer Sim Kot Mechet. We'll try and go through the quickest. It's important to see pretty much all inside. We'll try and go through it. I know it's long in Source 30. Let's see what we can do. Nishalti, I was asked. Al Dayan Echot Shehor Al Misha Shachach Al Sofer Laila Echot Shadinu Shehna Sofer Vibrocha. Our case. He's before the Beis Halei. He's not before the Beis Halei, but he had a similar case. A Dayan was asked about a guy who didn't count the Sira. And he had an idea. She Yava lifted that table. He should be the chazan. The Agav she asked, "I told Tibur Yarbiach shesof the bracha. He'll leave the Tibur. He'll say the bracha." That's how this Dayan Paskin. So Pricharish was asked, "In Kiven Yafim or Asalo? Was he right or wrong?" Hey Shapi, I answered, "Lechora Yirai the Shapi. He's right. Why not?" He says, "At certainly Lom Mibayit. Can Yesh to call Echad Sheino Baki? What if you have a guy in the Tibur who doesn't know how to count? He'll be out till my count. You know it's like Chazar Shashat, right?" The guy who is ain't a buck, he doesn't know, will be yotze to me. That's certainly good. Okay? Shari ain't rechosel batol, became a trumwe tzeche. It's not a buckle batol. Even though I'm out, I missed 24 hours, I'm out, but I'm saying it for somebody else. That's not a buckle batol. I'm mostly somebody else. And he says, El afilu kulam bikiyim. Even if the whole shul, there's nobody in the shul. Like today, everyone's got to sit it. Nobody in the shul doesn't know how to do it. Everyone does it themselves. Still much to the ruchi. You know why? He said, it's like the Rambam says, like the Shulchan Aruch says. That even in the tzibur, everyone said the silence when they said the tuchas or shashat. He said it should be the same thing, right? Or brachas main sheva, or kiddush in shul Friday night. Now that's not done every shul. Here in this shul, they do it. My shul does do it. Tinek, I think it's split 50-50. Right? Some shuls do it, some don't. But many shuls, they make kiddush in shul Friday night, even though you're not yotze with that kiddush, right? But it's part of the liturgy, so to speak. So it's the same thing here. That's what he thinks. However, that's his first thing. The guy's right. If this Dayan is right, Beis Halevi is right. Again, he's not talking about the Beis Halevi. Umir, however, Kidaik is Shapri Tishkov Taros Adayan Alazahoy Tishkov. However, if you, this is on the fifth one, he says, if you look carefully, I think this Dayan was wrong. This means he's saying, I think the Beis Halevi is wrong. The Tanan, he quotes Argamor Rosh Hashanah, Koshen Mukhubidom, Eremot Tishavide Chavosam. If you're not Abba, you can't be mostly somebody else. And Vanan Kaimin, we Paskin, we accept the Bahag, Laman the Sir, laid the Kosho of one of Allah, Shub, him, Sir, Sir. We possibly saw in the Shohar that if you miss 24 hours, you're out. The Kaim and the Kain, I feel the Lahabi Shliach Tzibur. Even if he's the Shliach Tzibur, and even if there's someone in the Tzibur who can't say the Baruchah for himself, but still, Mamakach, Harim the Baruch, Baruchah of Atala, Shara Eina Mechuyim Bo. He's an Eina Mechuyim the Dover. Josh, as you were saying before, right? He's an Eina Mechuyim the Dover. Good, how can he say the Baruchah of Atala for him? The Gamma Shomei Everman, we are, because the Baruchah of Atala, the guy who hears it, it's not Yosei either, because it's a worthless Baruchah. And the ain lomar nihi the lav bar sira when we come up to mechui b'dover prinim bay. And don't tell me, well, in like what I said before, well, in general, he's in the mix because in general he's obligated to sira b'dover. That's the chadash thing. When you tell me, that's not the same as a cut. This guy is generally obligated to sira b'dover. It just happens that this year he's out. But he's generally obligated. It's not true. He's, I'll give you a ride from Yerushalmi to Megillah. Paragraph we'll see inside shortly. The ben ir ain o mosi ben krach. The Yerushalmi says the following: we know that Purim is on the 14th of Adar, except in a walled city that's walled from the Zayi Shkubinun, you have Purim on the 15th of Adar. That's we call Shushan Purim. Then Yerushalayim, the old city of Yerushalayim, also Yerushalayim. They observe Purim the next day. So let's say I live in Tel Aviv, and I already had Purim the 14th. So as is the minute of the Yeshiva, you have Purim outside. You come in, and why not? There are 2 days of Purim for the price of one. So you come into Yerushalayim, and you enjoy Purim the next day. So let's say I live in Tel Aviv, where I celebrated Purim, I heard the Megillah. Now I come to Yerushalayim the next day, sometime at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and there was somebody that didn't hear the Megillah. So can I read the Megillah for that person? I don't live in Yerushalayim. I heard I was Yom Tippur. Yes, I just came in for another Suda to have more fun or whatever, another Chagiga. Yeah, but so it says, the Rishalmi says, you can't because I'm an Eilim Mechui V'Dover. So it says the Pichavish. He's Chayav in principle in the midst of Mikra Megillah. No, but he's not Chayav that day. At this point in time, he's not Chayav. Okay? I forgot the EU boy have a Metzal Mecca Dirosso. He could have moved. I could have decided to move, but he didn't do it. Anyway, so, and then he quotes the Rashi. Even though Rashi says, and we'll see all this inside, we'll break it up. Rashi says one of what there's another opportunity to read the Megillah for certain people. It's not a mission. Namely, the farmers, the people who are Vnei HaKfarim, would come into town the Monday or Thursday before Purim. And they would read the Megillah the Monday or Thursday before Purim. So when they came into town, right, so let's say Purim's on a Wednesday. So they would come in on the 12th of Adar. Monday was market day. Right? So certain things happen because of market. I remember reading recently, some time ago, that the reason why we have election day on Tuesdays, why is election always Tuesday? Because that was the day the farmers used to come to the city. So why that hasn't changed nowadays, I don't know. I always said you want to have a better turn on election day, make it on Sunday. But the Tuesday, that was the old minute that American, what? I don't know. Whatever. But Tuesday, who can have the time to pull the clothes by the time people come home from work? But anyway, so too, the market day was Monday or Thursday. So the villagers, the Bnei HaKfarim would come in. So who would read for them when they came into town? So Rashi said, somebody from the town. But wait a minute, he's not Mechuyav in Purim until the regular day. He lives in the town. So that seems to be right. You can. So the Prichodesh goes on to say, no, that's only a special kula with a special leniency for the farmers, and we can't bring any riots in there. Okay, but we don't accept that. And as a model. So then he suggests another possibility. So therefore he says, you see, from that Rishon, you can't. The Ben Ear can't read for Ben Prach. The guy from Tel Aviv can't read the Megillah, even though fundamentally he is in principle a Mechuyav B'Dover with regard to Mikra Megillah. But right now he's not. So says the Prichodesh. The same thing by Sfiras Olmert. Yes, this man in general is Mechuyav B'Dover in the midst of Sfiras Olmert. But since he's out this year, then that's it. So he can't say the bracha to somebody else. So the Beis HaLevi's patent doesn't work. That's what he holds. Again, he's not told the Beis HaLevi. And then he has another suggestion that maybe there should be another takana. Because he'll answer Amen, and when a person answers Amen, that's like you make the bracha yourself. But again, he holds it'll still be a bracha of Atala. He quotes the case by Tekiah Shofar. You know, we'll see it inside. In any event, so see, he says towards the end, he says, Lefichach, where is it now? He says, two lines of Lefichach, any roe takonaliza. I don't see any way out for this guy. Ela sheyom elachaber, what should he do? You listen to your friend making the bracha, and then you can answer Amen, so you get quasi credit, partial credit.
But that is
that you can't say the bracha yourself to somebody else. According to Prichodesh.
No, but if somebody who did this, then it is.
Yeah, they've always got to hear a bracha, right? Hear the bracha yourself, so they get partial credit. Okay, so says the Prichodesh. So basically, it comes out of Machlokas. Let's just look quickly at some of the riots that he brought. So
why
the Mishnah Megillah.
Somebody hears
Kiddush. Right.
The same as if he made it.
Right, okay. I mean, it is by Kiddush because you're chayav right now. This guy's not chayav in the midst. He can't be turned into somebody's chayav, but you get more credit. However, we understand. Okay, it's not
the
quite the same.
He can't say the bracha.
He can't do the midst.
He can't get any
good. Yes.
And the counting itself is such a thing as a bracha of credit.
We have to say the Mitzvah Musa, right? It's not the Mitzvah Musa. That's a further question. In Mekayim Adaraisa, we hold the brachas on Akiv anyway, so that's why you should look into account. The guy who missed 24 hours should look into account. Right. But even with the Bahag, I think he would still say you're for a moment. I'll correct.
So why bother?
So
he, at the end of the day, he's Mekayim, according to the Bahag, it's all one.
Right, he's out there.
So he didn't. He wasn't the kind of mitzvah.
Right.
But it's still better that he found.
I'm not sure the Baha'i. That's what he's asking. I'm not sure about. Of course, the Baha'i. Maybe not. No, because you cover the other sheet. You have the other thing. Now, well, I just want to look a little bit at some of the riots that Prichodesh brought quickly, and we said it. Each part for yourself. Mission beginning. Megillah Beis Manala. Right. Megillah Nikkis Bachanas Rabbi Shemuel Rabbi Shlomo like this. All the different permutations. Megillah can read any time from the 11th through the 15th. Standard is the 14th. Shushan Purim is the 15th, then these earlier days, depending on when the Monday or Thursday prior to Purim is. Okay? Because the Bnei HaKfarim are Matimali Omar Knesset. So the Yerushalmi asked, that's the referred to that Yerushalmi, Parag Beis Halacha Gimel. Ben Ir Ma'u Sheyotze Ben Prach, Yirei Chavoto. And a Ben Ir, a guy who lives in, like I said before, a guy who lives in Tel Aviv. Can he be both to the guy in Yerushalayim when he comes to town? Gave a Kadon, no! He's not mechuyev b'davar today. That's not a korban. He explains why. Baal Shiyotzi ben Krav, that's 33. B'tes Rabbi Dei Chavasa, came in the afil b'dievet lo yotza, d'chsiva lo yavur. If that guy hadn't heard, if that guy from Tel Aviv missed the 14th, he missed it. He lived in Tel Aviv. He just didn't bother to go to shul. Now, or something. He didn't hear Mikra Megillah, Onis, whatever. And he comes to Shalom, he's not going to be yotza. He can hear the Megillah 10 times. He's not going to be able to say anything because he's not mechuyev that day. He comes. I don't know. Maybe there is some, something. But it says Elo Yavo. You can't let the day of Purim go by without hearing. Living, you did. It's like for a Ben Ear living in Tel Aviv or anywhere else in the world, come to Yerushalayim and hearing a Tesla is like hearing it in the middle of July. It's not worth anything. So can he read for somebody else? He says no, because ain't mechuyev dover. He's not mechuyev dover. And again, the carbonate distress. I feel a little carbonate dollar. Even if he didn't read the right thing. And the Pemoshes says the same thing. Now, there's a famous machlokes. Bichodesh referred to Rashi, because Rashi in the beginning of Mila Beis and Aleph says, and I'm saying it outside 35, but he says that who Taka read. The whole idea was that these farmers were simple people. They didn't have people who could read the Megillah. Maybe they didn't have a minion. So they would come together. They'd come into town. That's the way Rashi went. They would come into town on Monday or Thursday before Purim, or the 11th, 12th, 13th, whatever day it was. They'd come into town. And since they were in town, Rashi writes in 35, they were Hakfarim, second way of line. Hakfarim ain't on Biki and Likros. They don't have nobody who was learned enough to read the Megillah. Right? Not everybody can. Most people can't read the Megillah. It's long. It's not so easy. Utsrichin Shikor Lam Echad V'Na'ir. The Balkari from the town will read it for them. That's early day. Okay? That's what Rashi says. Tosus in Yevamos, interesting. It's not in Megillah, I don't think. Tosus in Yevamos. Yidal al the sugya of Los is go to do, not to have two different practices. He wonders how do you have here have a city. This guy's reading the Megillah to tell the Monday. The other guy's reading on Wednesday in the same town. The Tosus hold that it's not the case that they had that someone from the town read it, and they didn't read. They would gather. The farmers would gather in their village, and they would all go to the town, the big city, together. When they gathered in their village, one of them would read it earlier because they were all gathered together. The issue was not that they don't know how to read. Maybe there was someone who knew how to read. Some didn't. But the issue was to come together as a group. That's how Tosus learned. And that's why it's not Los Asu Agudas Agudas because Shnei Batei Dinim and Shnei here in two different cities. The same thing. The Ran has a kind of middle position. The Ran also says it's not. They would read it in town, but one of their own people would read it. So it's a fundamental machlokas. But according to Rashi, it's against the Pricharish, because that's Pricharish brought that right. It sounds like somebody who's not Mechuyev B'davar is reading it. But again, the Pricharish answer, we can't bring any rise from that, because that whole situation is a kula. The Lashon is a kula shehekilo up in that farm. It's a special leniency. We can't derive any other models from there. Okay. Now, the Prima Gadim in 38, the Prima Gadim, and in the same Siman Tov Beit Tes, and the Mishpat Tozov, the Kan Beis, quotes the Pricharish, that you cannot make the bracha of a serious home review yourself on that chayiv, even if you're saying it to somebody else, because you're ain't a mechuyev b'davar, and he brings the raya from Yerushalmi and Megillah, and rather you should listen to somebody else. And he says, the three lines at the bottom, even though fundamentally this person is not like a cherish silk of a cotton, he's chayiv in mitzvahs, but kosh ain't a mechuyev b'osam mitzvah. Says the Prima Gadim, to motzi someone else, you have to be chayiv in that mitzvah. And otherwise, ain motzi acherim dechavos. You can't do the mitzvah with somebody else. And the low tema mitam arvus. Don't say that it works by arvus motzi and only dafka cheres shodav katan lo shafka by arvus. You might argue and come back to me. No, maybe when it says ain mechuyev adover, it means ain mechuyev in general, like a katan, but an adult who is in general mechuyev in mitzvah, but happens not to be mechuyev in this mitzvah, can do it. Says the Prima Gadim, no. Correct. Okay. So he said, I'll tell you why. He says, don't tell me it's only somebody who's in general not chayav. He brings a raya, which is from a case later in the Shulchan Aruch, which I printed in 39. The Prima Gadim quotes is Kof Kuf Pei Tesiv Beis by Tchia Sofer. Even though a cherish who could talk, but he just can't hear, he's deaf. So usually when we speak about a cherish who's part of a mitzvah, that's a deaf mute. Now, that may have all changed today because of Sinai. I don't know if that problem right now. But the Stam Cheresh that the Mishnah is talking about, if someone was a deaf mute, then it's assumed that he couldn't be educated. There was no way to, okay. But a Cheresh, a guy who's just Stam deaf, he can talk, he's Chayev, but he still can't be mostly someone in Tekiah Shofar. Why? Because what's the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar? I can't hear it. Okay, so he's generally Chayev mitzvah, just this mitzvah not. That's the mitzvah Nura says. So it's 40. So therefore it says the Prima Gadim, you see from there, even a guy who is in general chayav in the mitzvah is just part of a mitzvah, particular mitzvah, then he can't be mostly somebody else. And don't tell me it's only cheresh of the kadim. Right, right. So let's see. So we're getting a hold of it. The Prima Gadim, probably wouldn't be mostly, I would assume. I don't know. I guess, yeah.
He's high?
That's a question. Yeah, what kind of because is he? Yeah.
Pinot
Gakum, yeah.
What is possible? He's going to be foreign and counting every night, but in a specific way he counts. Someone 2 hours later asked him to count, but he finishes.
Yeah, that's Yotzer Monti. You could say the broke of him.
But you could undermine that. Could you just say, I'm not high now. Because this day I did it.
Okay, so that's the regular Yotamotzi. That should work. That's the regular. Now, one other thing that pre-gadim flows in, and I'll show you an interesting, just wrap everything up in this part, and we'll to the concluding part. The pre-gadim goes on there, the Mishpat Hazav, the Cotton Bay, there in 41, and Tim Tov Peites, and he says, maybe not so fast. Maybe the case of Sirius Omer is not like the pre-gadim said, that it's not that, again, Ben Ir came Mutzah Ben Kraft. She'en Mechuyiv Mikri. Here it's different. Hashem came Zem Mechuyiv Hava, El Shalo Sofer La'alecha. That's what you were saying. Maybe it's not the same. The guy with the Sirius Omer, again, he is Mechuyiv. He's Mechuyiv in the Mitzah. Okay, and especially since there are many poskim who hold, not like the Bahag. Shemadilek La'alecha Sofer Mechuyiv. Let's remember, Rashi and Chumash, and Rebbe Tam, and the Rosh, and the Reed. And the Machri, and many we show them hold, not like the Mahag, they hold it. Forget, you can count the next night with the Brachi. There's a many hold like that. So it's kind of a sick faker. Because maybe in Tito, it's Ein Mechuv Shem Alokha Kirashi. Okay? Yeah, and even if you want to hold that he can't, but maybe we hold like Rashi. We all said, well, you can't learn from that case because it was special cooler for the B'nai HaKfarim. Maybe not. Maybe we do hold like Rashi. Because it's kind of a sick faker. Okay? So he wants to say maybe it should be good. And, the other thing he mentioned, because the Pichodesh at the beginning, I said, shouldn't it be like Chazar Sashat, where you could say it's not like Chazar Sashat or Kiddush or in Shul, because that's part of the Tzil. That's a different point. So, Once off it, maybe. Okay, I don't got that now. Okay, now, I wanted to just mention, that's what he answered. He's a Baruch HaLatol otherwise. So just as in the back of the Shal's Tshuva Tire 3, there are Ha'aretz called Harari Vasodeh. So he comes out, really, I'll read this part inside. It's in the back, it's on that Simon, I and 8, in Or Chaim Chelek Beit. So he says, it's like footnotes, you know, Ha'aretz. So it says, Kidei Lahazris HaShemai says like this, Yesh lahach with a dalad sugim bahach klal the chol she'en mechuv adava eniyoti la'eniyach alahotzi achem v'dechavos. Look what it says, because it will tie everything together. We have a statement that if you're not mechuv in a mitzvah, you can't be mostly somebody else. Says the commentator Hari Basad in the back. He says that can be understood. There are four different possibilities. Maybe see a fifth, but he has four different possibilities. Aleph, shu eno bar chiyuv b'chol mitzvah. He's 10 years old. He's not chayav in any mitzvah. That's one thing. So by the way, the Beis Halevi could say goodbye to everybody, and he could say, the reason my chop worked, don't tell me Ein HaMechuyiv B'Davar. Ein HaMechuyiv B'Davar, that Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Ein HaMechuyiv B'Davar, that's talking about a minor, that's talking about a shota, whatever, nothing. That's level one. Level two, Shu Ein HaMechuyiv Rak B'Mitzvah Zu, Shabbal HaHotzachem, Abishal Karla Mitzvah Zu Kein HaMechuyiv. A guy who's a Mechuyiv, he's an adult, he's a firm Jew, he's just not obligated in this particular mitzvah. Maybe a guy doesn't have a house, he's potter from the mitzvah of the Zuzah. Right? He's chayav in mitzvahs in general. He's chayav in all mitzvahs. Nobody can say the bracha. Can he say the bracha for somebody else? So maybe that would be a case. I'm not chayav, I don't have a house and so on. Okay? Level three. Shagam ba'osah mitzvah bar chiyuva. This guy isn't bar chiyuva, even this mitzvah. El sha'achshav eino bar chiyuva. Right now, I'm not a bar chiyuva. Because I was out. I'm fundamentally a bar chiyuva. The mitzvah is all there. I'm a firm Jew, right? an adult, and a Dalid, this is a funny case, who gam achshav bar chiyuva, he's chayav in mitzvahs in general. Okay? He's chayav in this mitzvah. He's chayav in this mitzvah now. But there's a fourth thing. He says, shu gam achshav bar chiyuva, asha oses ha mitzvah ba'ofen kazeh, shal gabe didei lo nechsheves kemaisa, mitzvah gabe acherim nechsheves kemaisa. He has a funny case where I'm chayav in mitzvah. I'm chayav in this mitzvah. I'm chayav in this mitzvah now. But I'm performing the mitzvah in a way where I'm not yosei, but the listener would be yosei. Where does that come? So later on, this sort of quickly, it's the Yerushalmi in Megillah. There is a din, I'm saying outside, 42, there is a din that, without the details, I'm going to have this, if you want to take a look, without the details, just because the hour is late, we look in the Karban Eden, okay, most of them, Megillah, paraphrase, Allah Allah, in Yerushalmi. It was 42, 43, 44. They have a following case. There is a din, sounds strange to us. A person who doesn't speak Hebrew, it's called a loe, speaks law, speaks another language, can be yotzei mikra megillah in another language. It has to be written a certain way, without the details, it has to be written, I'm excited, a guy, so you can be yotzei by hearing the megillah in another language. Okay, that person who doesn't speak Hebrew. But, if a guy speaks Hebrew, even though he speaks another language, you're not yotzei unless you hear it in Hebrew. So the case is, what's the chop? The case is, I speak many languages, including Hebrew. So I'm going to read the Megillah for you. You only speak whatever Japanese, whatever the language is. Okay? Yeah. I'm going to read Japanese. I'm not yotzei with this for you. But can I be yotzei with you? So that's another level of ein mechuy b'davar. I'm mechuy b'davar in all mitzvahs. I'm mechuy b'davar in this mitzvah. I'm even mechuy b'davar in this mitzvah now, but I'm not being yotzei. And even that perhaps works. So that's a fourth level that he has, a clever level. Anyway,
like another to someone else.
Okay, could be like that. Close to the beginning of Mother. Yeah, could be. Okay, well, will that be parallel?
Using wine.
Oh, using wine, right.
Yeah, using
so
wine.
We'll see. We'll see. So take a look. It doesn't say that example. Oh, another good example. Yeah, take a look at 45. The Tshuva of the Rivash. Simon Shin Sadi Aleph. The Rivash wrote to whoever was corresponding with. The person wanted to say that even if a guy can't. So in this case, even if a guy can't be yotzei himself, whoever wrote to Rivash, his other wrote to a body can yotzei some of those. What, are you going to penalize him because I have to speak Hebrew also? I'm more knowledgeable than this guy. So because I also, not only I speak French or whatever language, or English or whatever language or reason, I also speak Hebrew, so now I'm the guy's going to lose because it doesn't make any sense. Rivash justified it. Okay, he says, no, that's the point. You are not yotzei. You have to be yotzei. And you could argue, that's the way it works. And he brings an interesting example, okay, a famous example that the Rivash talks about at the end, and this might be a fifth level, where I'm yotze, I'm chayiv in mitzvahs in general. I'm chayiv in this mitzvah. I'm chayiv in this mitzvah now. I'm going to do the mitzvah in the same way you would do the mitzvah. But I can't be yotze here. In the case that is, the Rivash says, making kiddush Friday night in shul, you know, the Gemara says, I have it printed here in Pesachim. The guests used to sleep in the shul, they eat in the shul, right? The original origin of Kiddush in shul, Friday night at the end of Ma'ariv, was because these people, poor people, had a soup kitchen, whatever it was, people would eat in the shul, and they had to hear Kiddush. Who would make Kiddush? So the rabbi's going home, eating with his family. It's not Kiddush Mokum Suda for him. It's Kiddush Mokum Suda for them, so he's not going to eat. Well, okay, he's not. His wife's waiting, right? He's going to go home. So the question is, it sounds like, can he be mostly somebody else? So that's like a fifth case. I'm chayiv in mitzvahs, I'm chayiv in mitzvahs, I'm chayiv in mitzvahs, and now I'm doing the same way, but I'm not doing the same place. I'm not doing a place where I can be yotzei. The technicality, I can be yotzei at home, I live 2 miles away, but I'm not being yotzei in this case. That's the reverse says that, you know, that's the question, whether that works or not. It's another issue. That, right, I'm saying. So many people do it.
Don't make
it a
tonight.
Start saving. Okay, it's in the morning.
Well,
right, okay. And I don't know, there you eat something, but you make a Bakum Suda. But that's the Sugi Pesachim. It's Kufa Mabez, the Kufa Al-Fanal. The famous Sugi Narei Pesachim, I just printed it here, the Rashbam. You all know the Sugi, right? Shmuel says, Yotze, the Neodim Shekich Reis HaKnes, it goes over from Kufa Mabez to Kufa Al-Fanal. So according to Shmuel, what do they make Kiddush and Shul for if nobody's Yotze anyway? He says, Lafuke Archem, right? The guests are staying there. But everybody else is the King Kirshala Bakum Suda. So that's another possible case. The other thing that, you know, there's another relevant discussion. Will you yotze, can you yotze in another way, the way that somebody else, you're not yotze yourself. So the din in Hilchos Purim, again, Hilchos Megillah, Shulchan Aruch HaChaim Simon Tov Reish Pei Tesiv, base 49, You have to hear, but who she's from? Misha who chayav bechriyasa. You can only hear the Megillah if the phone is chayav. Therefore, lefichem ha'kori cheres shufat neshota shomayim eneluata. You have a kid who's 12 years old reading the Megillah beautifully. You're not yotzei. So the Shari Tshuva there to may discuss the following case. What if you have a guy? Someone had a case before. Echad shekavdu osam shem. Guy is deaf. He can't hear unless mamish is screaming into his ear. And the person's hearing is impaired. You have to scream, okay? And so now he's going to read the Megillah, the Kol Benoni, okay? He's not hearing anything because he doesn't hear well. The rest of the people are hearing fine. So he's reading in such a way where the other, he's not Yotzi because he's hearing impaired, right? He's not deaf. Right. So he's not deaf, but if you scream in his ear loud enough, you can hear it. So that's, again, a similar type of case. I just threw in one thing before we come to the end. The Ritva, and that same Hilchos Brachos of the Ritva, Parakei, Chol Gimel, just mentioned, I had this case once, that which we say, Afamashi Yotza Motzi, what about the, it goes back to this Megillah, what about the reverse case? What about if I haven't yet been Yotze, can I be Motzi? I don't want to be Yotze with this. I once had a case, more than once, a guy was going to blow shofar for somebody else, okay, he's about to stay in shul, but someone else needed it, so the way the person was, a sick person, whatever, so the schedule was such, so you want to know, can you come and blow for me in the morning? 7:30 in the morning, shul is at 8 o'clock. He's going to come and blow shofar first. Now, the Baal Tarkeh doesn't want to be yotze with that kid. He wants to be yotze. I'll say to Abrochas, Machus, and Abrochas. He's going to be. He's going to blow in the shul. So he's going to blow the kolos for the sick person. Okay? And he doesn't want to be. He doesn't want to be yotze. He doesn't want to be yotze. So that's not it. He wants to be yotze him, but I don't want to be yotze myself. I want to do the same. So you see all these different cases. The Tzipes of Frank, back in that same shul that we started with, Chilik Archaim, Chilik Mason, INA, first quoted the Beis Halevi, and then he says, Kashir, the first paragraph, Kashir Shamati, Tomati. When I heard that the Beis Halevi did this, I was astonished. So on and so forth, how could it be? Okay? And I thought it was very strange because, after all, he called it the whole Pichadosh and so on. And then he mentioned, but other people seem to, other, he quotes the Tzvayit HaShigadolim, he was Tzvayit himself, and it seems to be Machlokas HaPosim, whether it works or not, okay? And he says, again, a little bit, like we mentioned before, the two different levels, you know, is it the din of Zimano Shozelo, Kizmano Shozeh, and maybe there's no raya for the case in Megillah. But anyway, so, what he also mentioned at the end is the following. He said, you know, the Rambam never mentions this din of the Ben-Ir not being Motzei the Ben-Krach. Okay, and he says it suggests that it's a machlokas the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Okay, and this whole question may boil down to a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. At the end, he's asking that maybe the Brisker Rav was right because the Prichodesh's whole raya was from that case in Megillah with Purim that the Ben Ir can't read for the Ben Krach. So he wants to demonstrate that may only be Yerushalmi, and the Rambam doesn't bring halacha because we say no. Afam Bishiyotamoti. You know, maybe it's maybe the Beis Halevi is right. Okay, and so that's what he worked out there. I just mentioned the Rav Moshe Sternberg, the paper Modim Uzmanim, in Chelek, what is this here, in Chelek base, Simon Pei Test, says that this may boil down to something I spoke about a few years ago. How does Arvus work altogether? How does it work, Arvus? Does Arvus work, it becomes mamish, like I'm now Mechuyiv B'Dover? Well, it means I'm just Mechuyiv, so to speak, to help you. Okay, and he says that this Hakira may boil down to how does Arvus work? It's hard to say that because you're Chayav now, and I'm pumped from this mitzvah and guns, and now because you're Chayav, I suddenly become obligated in the mitzvah. Okay? Even if. What's that? Yeah, so someone says, he says like this. He says, do I become a bar, mamasha bar chiyuva? Okay? Or no, it becomes ki'ilu Chayav, yotze el mekayav, I'm not. It's just, is it before or after? Do I become a Bar Chiyuva right now? Or no, when I do it, it's as if I was Yotze. So if you say it's as if you're Yotze, what do you mean? Even if you said it yourself, you wouldn't be Yotze. You can't be Yotze. So anyway, he says it totally in this Hakira by Arvus. The Birke Yotze, and also the Kavachayim also say the best thing is to avoid the problem. Don't be the Chazm. But that's not always possible. Sometimes the guy's a Chiyuv or whatever. And also, always the Rav of the Shul. That's what to finish up. That's what the Shevet HaLevi of Vosner discusses in Chelek Gimel Siman Sadi Vav, history of the Shevet HaLevi, and Ozalef discusses Rav Umanig. He says a bit of a covenant of Brias, a covenant of Torah issue. It's going to be embarrassing that the rabbi is missed. Usually the rabbi counts because the assumption is he's not out. Right. So, and if he is, a little embarrassing. You know, he's going to have to stop that. So therefore, he says also kavanah brias, and he brings the raya, the other source that I mentioned on the page, or a raya that sometimes kavanah brias, and so the kavanah torah is under kavanah brias, allows certain things. A particular case, the Gemara Brachas called Gimel of an Aleph, talks about someone who's on nitzroch in the kavanah. Guy has to use the bathroom. You're not supposed to daven if you have to go to the bathroom. So you also kalef, okay? And now it depends. Depends how bad it is and how long you can wait. So on that, the sugya in Brachas Chof Gimel Aleph, the Rav and Pasim, the Gadol of the Yud and the Tefillin, so it's 57, and Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Einstein, Tzadi Beisif Aleph. So, but the Bira, but we assume that if you can wait a little bit, so then it's not Tefillah, so Tefillah, and so on. Okay? The question is, Chatchilin B'di'evit. So, the Bira Halacha there, in 59, from Tzadi Beisif, Tzadi Aleph, and this is Tzadi Aleph, but what if you're the Chaz? And right before Chazar Shashat, you have to go to the bathroom. It's embarrassing. I tell the whole team, we might wait a minute to go to the bathroom. Call it a Rias, you know, it's a little embarrassing to the person. You know, a private person, okay, so you sneak out of shul, but you're the Chaz, and you're about to talk to Chazar Shashat. So that the Mishagur passed in the Bir Halacha that he says, call it a Rias, that it's mutter, okay, and even if it's mutter, it's not to also tell you, but let, you know, unless you can't wait at all, but if you can wait, even what's normally B'di'evit, we'll rely on the B'di'evit here. So that's what the Sefer of the Rosa says in the Shevet HaLevi. You see, sometimes Kavanah Brias, Kavanah Torah plays a role. So the same thing is, the embarrassing for the rabbi to tell people, or for anybody, a regular chazan, to tell everybody he's out, that also wants to know that he missed it. Embarrassing. So therefore, you don't have to sleep. Right. But a lot of right. That's exactly. That's the point. So that's a tremendous fear. Right. So it's what a religious, but a religious put an important caveat. Not to remind you of safe, but others point out. That only works if there's another sheet on which to rely. You can't just say, and even by the mitzvah and the cover, the riff and many others hold that, no, but the heaven you are, you don't say so. And in fact, if I just say, right, this is he says that there are people who pass the Malik the Shofar. Tell me that they call them, because the laws and others come into the Baal Shem Tov. That even if they miss a day, since the truth of the matter is, the little Pella on the Shohar, the Roman, the Rishonim, we saw, Rashi, most of the Rishonim hold you can still count. So some people, Taka did that. Rashi Seif doesn't like it, because who has the Hazar to go against against the Shohar? But the people who did, the people who said no, you know, especially if the people wouldn't count altogether, like we said, you still keep counting, and then people figure, I'm out anyway, I won't do it at all. So you know, there are people who do it. I saw Rav Moshe White, one of these Darch HaRoah books, you know, so he quoted from the Pinchas of Korach. The Mokka that he quoted, I couldn't find, but I found that the Pinchas of Korach, one of the Dolei Chassidus, that I found that Imre Pinchas, okay, Pinchas of Korach, the Talmud of the Noam HaMelech. And he would say that in a section called Shar HaSipurim, in the back, he tells the time that he wants out, he has the same chaf as the Beit HaLevi, but he says something else. He says, you know, he says, I'm not sure if he did it or not, but he said maybe he could be mostly somebody else. Any O'Day and also gets Osayan Ches. But Osayan and Osayan Ches said, but you know, if you forgot it, it's not so embarrassing. What do you mean? You should be happy, right, to show everybody people make mistakes. People make mistakes. He quoted the previous, people in the previous thing he quoted, they mixed up with Hoshana, they're the wrong Hoshana, and then someone in the shul corrected him, and, oh, he felt good, oh, I made a mistake, okay, you know. Because Baruch Hu was teaching him to give the Musa and so forth. So, you know, maybe it's not so embarrassing. Most of us are not on that level. Most of us probably would be embarrassed, but that was the chapa of the Beis Chalei. My question is whether it should work or not. It's hard to say that it worked because, you know, there are all the other sheep that are even tariff, but I don't know. I'm not sure how we would do it. Okay, I wish I would have gotten challenged.